Gamers Haven Podcast is proud to present Pathfinder, The Revenge of Westwind Falls. 50 years ago, the dwarven keep of Westwind Falls was attacked. A small group of dwarves were the only known survivors. Now that they're all grown up, it's time for them to find out who destroyed their ancestral home and get revenge for Westwind Falls.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
FRP Games at FRPGames.com is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming need. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30 all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Stop by their website at frpgames.com and check out their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and, for the last 10 years, has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit them on the web at frpgames.com or go through our website.
Also threw, well, he already dropped his bow, never mind.
Okay, so you dropped his bow.
He's trying to disarm.
Okay, awesome. Alright, yeah, I dismissed the grease spell as a free action. And walk over and stand over his bow.
Okay.
And just sort of hold my staff on his chest. I'm not, like, pushing hard or anything.
Okay.
But just tell him, he's down. Let's wait till this blows over.
No worries. I'm not doing anything, I promise.
Right. I got the wee one with the bow!
It's Fungar's turn.
I'm gonna damage him.
Okay.
What do I do? Roll and then add my strength.
Mm-hmm.
Plus two.
I assume you're just gonna.
Yeah.
You don't even have to make an attack.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, but I want to because I got 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do I roll?
I think it's a d4.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
A d4 plus your strength modifier.
Okay, 9.
When you punch.
Yeah.
You go right through his sternum.
Ew.
And you grab a hold and you pull out and it dies.
Sweet.
Kalimar, shook today!
Finish it!
Alright. So the gnome is standing there.
This job isn't worth 5 gold a day! I'm done! I'm not doing it!
Right. Come here. Stand
okay.
up.
I'm standing, sir. Right.
And I see, he's... Does he have like a sort of like a belt just around the middle of this
yeah.
thing? Alright, I just take the belt off of him so it's just like hanging, the whole thing's hanging loose, and I just tie it to his hands.
I'm not that kind of. Oh.
Okay. You will be if I say our God. I just tie up his hands and say, just stay calm.
Okay.
Alright.
Calm.
We're going this way. And I lead out the green skinned, purple haired gnome.
Okay. So they walk out, okay? Now, as you're walking out, you see, it's obvious, because there's a crease, there's like stone where it separates, but it's a finely fit stone door, and then there's still the door that the half-orc ran through.
Okay. Is it a door or a trapdoor?
They're both doors. Well, this one over here looked like it was a secret passage until he opened it and left it open.
Okay. All right.
So,
I think we should talk to Skinny here and find out what's going on.
And then call it for the night.
What? Can you let me finish it?
I'm just trying to...
I understand. It's coming to an end, I promise. Okay. So, what do you want to know?
Well, first of all, who are you working for?
I don't know his name.
Have you seen him?
No.
So who pays you?
They leave stuff outside of our houses.
They?
I don't know.
What house? Where do you live?
I live in Sandston.
Right. Who are the others?
They're dead.
Not all of them.
That half-orc, he's a big placey.
Yeah, that we noticed. Where's that passage go to?
I don't know. There's some room over there with this chest in it.
Right. Okay. Chest.
Okay.
You have to go to the other room. Start looking here.
What?
And then if you go out this
there's
other...
room with the chest.
If you go out this other door... Room. You left this other door to the left.
And then he kind of turns around and like points at the door.
Yeah.
Like
over there, there's a water passage. All we do is take the boxes, whatever's in them, and throw them into the water, and then they float away. I don't know where they go. I'm sorry.
All right. And there is that other.
Let's vote him to see if he's telling the truth.
Go ahead and roll it.
20.
He pissed himself. He is scared to death.
Okay.
He saw Thungar over here pull his best friend's like lung out of his chest.
And there's that. I heard some wind from the other end of that. What's down there?
I think that's. You see that secret passage, the one over there that the pussy orc went through. Yeah, the pussy orc.
He's scared. He's a wimp, a pussy.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's a secret,
special variety of orc.
I think that's a secret passage to go to that room.
Right, and
I think it's a room either side. I don't think there's anything. I'm sorry.
There were those two casks in that first room as we came in. What's in those?
I don't know. We don't ever pay attention that far. Here.
Right. He doesn't know what's in those first two casks.
Okay.
Maybe we should break them open and find out.
Yep.
And you.
You know, if you go through the waterway, there's some stuff. I don't know, there's a door on the left that has like boom stuff.
Boom stuff.
Right. I like the sound of that.
Me too.
Okay.
Just remember Jacariah wants you to eliminate how his stuff keeps disappearing too.
Right.
There's like two or three crates of boom powder. I don't know.
Alright. So somebody's been paying... Let me get this straight. Somebody's paying you...
They leave 5 gold a day outside of our door.
Somebody's paying you to dump boxes into this water.
Yeah.
Or dump crates or whatever in this
water. Yeah, whatever's in this room, we take at least 5 of them a day and we dump them in the water.
Okay. And the water carries it to wherever they want them.
I assume.
Okay.
Maybe
Dude, we should totally get in the boxes and have them send us.
That's a really good idea. Wait a
second. Dude, do I get like bonus points for that?
Four.
Wait a second.
Because we're all little.
Go take a look at that chest. Make sure there's no traps.
Can somebody come with me?
See if there's something in it. You, Shorty.
Oh,
yeah.
You have a spell book of some kind? Do this on your own.
This is just me. I don't know what, you know. They my family left me.
Right, right. Zip it. Anything you have on you? Weapons? Money?
Well, my bow's over there.
Right.
I don't really have pockets.
Right.
It's a kilt.
We keep it in the folds of your flesh.
I don't have anything.
Ew, like my old against stock or something.
Okay.
Like, you know, corner or something.
I'm going to take Shorty down here. Go to that other room and check those casks.
Alright, we go and check them.
Right.
Casks, okay.
Well, you can go to the treasure chest room. Like, we'll split.
I'll come with you.
I was going to say, somebody needs to come with me. Okay.
These two are going to the chest room.
Fungar and Falter.
Okay,
and we're going to the
chest
room.
What do you do when you get to the chest?
You might want to, like...
Search for traps.
Okay, roll.
Search for half-orcs, too.
You see like diarrhea trailing out the other door and around, and you assume he ran away.
24.
Yeah, you don't see any traps. I mean, you see the obvious excrement on the floor.
And we're just going to go to the cask room and just crack the seals on them and see what's inside.
Okay, in each one there is 97 gold.
Sweet. All right. I'll take this when you say that one.
What do you think? Will we open it up?
Do you examine it at all before you open it?
Yep, we open it. We examine it. Are there any markings on the...
Tell me what you roll. It looks like a chest. It has bronze.
All right, let's open it.
Okay, open it up.
All right, we'll
throw one in the pot.
It looks like a +3 heavy mace.
Is it tingly?
You're gonna have to take it to somebody that knows something about this stuff. I don't know.
Can I do an appraise check?
You can do an appraise check.
Does there a reason you said +3 heavy mace?
Just because I'm trying to speed things along a little bit.
Ah, I see.
Does it have metal?
Yeah, it's made of metal.
Okay, let's do 6.
It's pepper spray.
17 plus 6.
Looks like a +3 heavy mace.
23.
Looks like a +3 heavy mace.
See, that was an appraise.
Oh, you were appraising it?
Yes. Yeah.
It's, I mean, you've seen other +3 maces like this look, it's nothing major looking. In fact, it's got like some, it's like stained really badly with like blood. It's been obviously used a lot.
But why is it locked up in this?
I don't know. Why don't you take it around and see if...
All right, yeah. Is that, that's
are you are you going to equip yourself with it?
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
I don't think. Can you use a heavy weapon?
I'll pick it up.
She can pick it up. She just can't wield
it.
I'll pick it up.
So are you wielding it?
Yes.
Can you roll a
Shiza.
Will save.
A will save. What's that? What's that mean?
21.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're carrying it.
What does that mean? I don't get it. It's crazy.
It was trying to do something to her brain.
So it's magic.
Or it's been affected somehow.
With a spell or something.
So you're fine. Nothing happens. I mean,
right.
Does she know that nothing happens? Does she know that something tried to...
Her character doesn't even know she had a roll will save.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you guys go and meet back up in the main room, I assume?
Yeah.
Why don't we
found this. Why don't you guys check it out?
I mean,
I can talk now.
Check that out.
I'm going to.
I don't have to detect magic or anything like that, so...
He's not detect magic.
Alright.
Is that perception
still?
That's
what I was looking for earlier.
Can you get your foot out of my face, please?
It's really comfortable.
I don't care.
That's spellcraft.
Yes, that's what I was
thinking. Right, I can make a spellcraft check on
that's
it.
That's what I'll do, too.
Whichever one of us gets higher will assist the other.
That'll be you.
28.
Plus
nothing.
Oh.
I got a 6.
Right.
What you see in Fungar's hand, you believe is a mace of blood. From what you've heard, over the course of every day, the wielder of this weapon has to make, obviously out of game, it has to make a will save, but in game, it has a tendency of possibly turning you very into a different person if you're good. It could turn you pretty
bad. A vampire?
No.
It's something of blood. It's too much evil.
It makes you turn on your friends less.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you with this.
Right. Fungar, we should give that to your brother. And you should just keep it hidden away. It seems like... might not be the best thing to have around. Right.
All right. So, do you guys go check out the waterway at all, or?
Yeah, and we're taking Shorty with us.
Taking Shorty with him.
Okay. Follow me.
And then he starts speeding off, unless one of you catch him.
He wears a maple bottom jeans.
I mean, unless one of you catch him, he speeds off. And
I've got a hold of him.
You got a hold of him. Okay. Well, his feet are going. going about 100 miles an hour trying to get away. Or not get away, but trying to lead you up this path.
Easy.
I'm sorry, I want to see my family.
Right, I understand.
Okay. Won't hurt you.
So he goes straight, and then you turn right in this hallway, and you go straight some more after that, or you turn left again, and then you turn straight some more.
Can we hear this noise?
You hear that noise. And then roll perception check when you walk into the room.
Oh, I see nothing.
13.
10.
20.
15.
Okay, you also see a door that, you know, you don't know whether or not the gnome knows about. Immediately when you walk in the room, you obviously see the door that he says has the boom powder in it. But you see a door on the right. I think you just catch a little bit of uneven stonery that sticks out away from the wall.
Then I got a 12.
You don't see anything.
I got a 17 then, if it's stone.
You only see the door with the boom powder.
Okay.
You see the other uneven stone.
Okay.
So, what do you do with this information now?
So I'm going to say, hey guys, there's another door over here.
There is?
What do you know nothing of this door?
There's another door. I'm sorry, don't hurt me.
That's
okay.
Might as well.
That's more peaceful stuff.
17.
When you raise your eyebrow to wonder if he's telling you the truth, he pees again.
Awesome.
Aw, poor guy.
How much did he drink?
He's not drinking anything. He is scared to death.
It's a set of running water, you know. Yeah. You have to.
Dude, like,
he is scared to death. Well, it's not like he starts fire hosing the place down. You just see it drip down his leg from where he's like, oh, I'm scared.
Right.
This is
right.
Stop wetting yourself, old dude.
Alright, so.
Okay,
let's check out the.
So, the one on the left, he says, I know that has boom power in it. I know it does. It's a secret door. Because
my friend that you pulled his lung out found it. He said if this operation ever turns bad, we were going to blow up the waterway so that nobody could use it against us.
Sir, he was mean to Fungi.
I didn't see anything. I got buttered.
Fucker.
Hey, Shorty, no one calls me a hamster or a gnome butterer.
I've got gnome
butterer. I'm going to check out the boom room.
She's checking out the boom boom room.
Okay, you walk in. Do you go up and check the secret? He says it's a secret door. I mean, do you just go up to it and push it open?
I want to...
Perception check for traps?
Yep, that's what I meant. 15.
There's no traps. Okay, so do you open the door?
Yeah.
Okay, you open the door, you walk in, and the pathway turns immediately right. Do you follow it?
I want to call for his mage hand to do the light stuff.
You can see in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, you have 60 feet of... Yeah.
Oh. Cool, anybody coming with me?
You're a rogue.
I'm a rogue. What? I'm heading down the hallway.
So you get up there, you turn right. And as your eyes are continually adjusting to the darkness, since you just came out of, you know, because that room with the water...
Listen, check.
The door is creaky.
Okay, you don't need to roll a listen check.
All right.
When you walk around, you walk right into a thing of boom powder.
Boom powder.
And then you, your eyes adjust, you see three other tubs. He was telling you the truth that there were three tubs.
And there's nothing else in there?
There's, other than the boom powder, no.
I like that boom powder.
Okay. I'll go back out and tell him there's three things of boom boom powder.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you there were. Okay. I'm not going to go.
All right, let's
see. Hang on. Relax.
Me and you check out the secret door.
I'm not going to hurt you.
So we're going to... Actually...
Amy, shut up.
Well, Kara, check this door for traps.
Well,
what? No
traps. Since you hit 20, I knew there were no traps. Okay, so the door opens,
so
I assume.
Fungar and I, yeah.
Fungar and you open the door. The door opens like this,
into the hallway.
Into the hallway. And then you walk past the door, hallway immediately turns left.
Okay.
Do you keep following?
Yeah.
Hallway goes about 5 feet, makes another immediate left.
Then you see a set of stairs climbing.
Maybe we should stop and get the rest of our party. Or we might end up with this cannibal king. No one to save us. Not metagaming or anything.
I mean, you, hey guys, come check this out.
Yeah, we might as well.
Alright, follow him. Sure thing.
Do you take
it's
the
going
gnome?
On an adventure.
Do you take the gnome?
Hi.
Okay. So you guys all...
Guys, I've never been up here. I'm really scared. Please don't hurt me. Oh.
We need to calm down. We're not going to hurt you.
You ripped my friend's lung out.
Well, he was mean to me.
All right, little one. I need you to be quiet.
What's your name? Hey, what's your name?
Do you have a name?
I don't know. I'm scared.
You don't know what
I
your
don't
name
know.
Is?
What's your name? We won't hurt you. I won't rip your lungs out, I promise.
I don't believe you.
You would have been dead already if we
Thank
wanted to
swear.
Kill you.
Your pinky's bigger than my face. Back off, please.
All right. Please with my brother.
All right, Fungar, do you have a dagger?
Yes.
All right, can I see one of her real quick?
Sure.
I cut off the bottom edge of the gnome's kilt and gag him.
I thought you were going to give him something. No, I...
All right, here you are.
I untie it and I give him this. Can you use it?
My hands are bound.
His hands are tied behind his back.
Can he use it, though?
A dagger?
Yeah, a short sword or whatever.
As a
dagger.
I'm trying to... He's offering people. What's your problem?
You're giving him a weapon.
Yeah.
Right,
he
no.
His leg. What?
He can pee down his leg. I just wanted to keep quiet.
Yeah, I'm going to ruffle his hair nicely.
Anyway.
I feel bad.
So I assume you're going up the stairs.
Yes.
Okay, so there are... There are about six stairs, and then it looks like a landing, and then six, and then what you think might be six more stairs up.
Okay. She's going first.
Spooning on the third.
Going first,
step.
Okay.
Perception check for traps.
Perception check for traps.
She's going first.
20.
There are no traps that you see.
What? I'm pretty good at this trap finding stuff.
So you're up at the top of the stairs.
I
there
haven't
is.
Found one yet.
There is a large. Wood, it looks like a very beautifully crafted wooden door at the top of these stairs.
Does it have a keyhole?
Yes. Check for...
I want to look for the keyhole, through the keyhole.
You look through the keyhole, you see, like, the night moon shining, that's all you see.
You see your eyeball getting...
Outside. So this is a door to outside. You see the night moon shining. Listen, check.
Perception check.
25.
You hear nothing.
Alright.
You hear the night moon.
So, is the door locked?
Yes.
That's your...
That's you.
Oh, me.
Disable.
I'm gonna
open.
What? Disable device?
Yes.
Yeah.
28. Natural 20, if that makes any sense.
And the door springs open.
Oh, what? And what do we see?
Do you walk in?
I'm gonna try and look in first before I walk.
Okay, well you see a room. I mean, you see a wall here. You see the ceiling over here is kind of caved in. And it looks like you're at the top of the cave area or somewhere close.
Okay.
It doesn't look like a very big cave from outside, but it's like caved in, and you can see the moon coming in now.
Okay.
Moonlight. On the left, you see a chest. And on the immediate left, you see a chest.
Okay.
Over here, you see some human remains or something's remains.
I search the remains. I give the gnome to Fungar over there.
I
don't put it too hard.
He should be my squishy, and I should call him squishy. Take 20.
You find 83 gold.
Right?
Nice.
Here you lot. I split the pile in half and.
Beside the human remains is a coffin.
Right. Open it.
Wait. Bad idea.
I have already started to open.
Well, it may not be there.
Yeah, it might be out eating stuff.
He opens the coffin and he sees a pillow.
Okay.
A nice, fresh pillow.
Fungar.
Yeah.
No, it's
Fungar.
It's
dark.
It's not like a daisy.
Yes.
Come here.
It's
right.
Nothing.
Give me
it's
a little.
It's not like this has been a stagnated place.
Okay.
It's old.
Smash.
The pillow is old looking or new looking?
I mean, it's got, it looks old timey,
right?
But it is clean. It is.
I get out my warhammer.
Right. I told her to smash coffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I'm gonna make a knowledge religion check.
Oh, I've already smashed it.
I know. I'm just but undeadishness and so forth. 22.
This looks like a resting place. It doesn't look like an actual home to a vampire. So smashing the coffin, you probably just let them know you were here next time.
Sweet.
Right. I have an idea. Smash it. Get the chest. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
So,
do you guys want to open the chest?
Smashing is just for fun.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna smash it.
No, you might need
it. Smash it right. I don't have to do anything.
Just
check the chest.
Roll a strength check.
Am I still raging?
No.
22.
With your, you chop right through it.
You turn
it now, laying like this.
Okay.
Yeah. She's gonna check the chest.
So are you checking the chest?
Yeah. 14.
It looks fine. It looks like a chest.
Is it locked or anything? Or?
No.
Okay. Right,
actually, there is a lock, but it's like...
Open, yeah.
Flipped open.
Alright, I'll open it.
Alright, so you open it, and inside the chest, there is 900 gold.
What?
Do you think real fake vampires turn into bats?
Also in this chest is, as soon as you open the chest, there was obviously some light shining in from the moon, so the gold was really bright. But as you started like pulling the gold out, it got brighter.
Ooh, pretty.
And this is a very long chest, so I mean you're just like, you know, just rifling through the gold, putting it in your sacks. And as you're digging down to the bottom, you see a rapier and a harpoon that are...
Like a harpoon.
Huh?
Like a,
yeah, looks like a harpoon. And they are glowing. I mean, they are bright as the
magic?
Sun.
I would go with yes.
I don't understand.
Spellcraft.
Yep.
Oh, 28.
They're
a trained skiller.
Yeah.
They look like they've had light cast on them.
Oh,
and
but I rolled
somehow
a 20.
They
Aaron, you're not trained.
Are like
see the asterisk?
Lit.
Okay.
See the asterisk?
They're permanent. They imbued these things with the light spell. They're permanently lit.
Okay.
Do they look? I mean, do I get the sense that they have any other effects?
Other than they're very great quality weapons.
All right.
That's really cool because you know what? Vampires don't like light. That's your lesson for the day.
That kind of light probably doesn't. Because, you know.
If you guys want to appraise them or whatever, I don't know.
See if imbued light chooses off 16. Vampires.
You think, you know that they're masterwork. You get an idea that they're somewhere between 200 and 700 gold each.
Tracy, did you hear me? Do we knowledge religion to see if vampires are afraid of him when he died?
15 for that?
You don't know.
Don't know.
Well, it's crap.
And between the two weapons, the way they were placed at perfect parallel lines. You see a like rolled up piece of paper with a ring. Like a signet, or not a signet, but like a place ring. It's essentially like a letter or a scroll.
Right, I'll take a look at that.
So you pull it out, and you start reading it.
What language is it in?
It is in common.
Okay.
It says, the raids through Samstead have been going well. We have finally took out that old fool Joshua. I'm so glad he's gone, you don't even understand. He said something before I drained him, though. He said that three dwarves from some family, maybe they were related, I don't know, would not rest until we were all dead. Can you believe him? So I laughed at him and told him, hey, we've taken care of dwarves before. We can do it again. And then I drained him. Left him sitting at his breakfast table. Then last week I drained a woman as she was walking through the woods. Said that she ran across some wandering wizard dwarf. And she thought that that would save her life if she told me that there was a wandering wizard going around. I'm like, well, what else do wizards do? And then I drained her. Our kinsmen should have hit that keep harder. Because then maybe we wouldn't have as many dwarfs running around. Oh well. I'm so happy you're coming to see me. See you soon. Ariana.
Love cooing baby.
Ariana.
Can I get a perception check from you guys?
Yep.
Aye.
Oh, crap.
24. 21. We see all. Yeah.
So, at this time, you see a giant wolf running down where it's caved in.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately runs up. Who's holding the letter?
I am.
Immediately runs up to you and grapples you.
A wolf. Because they can turn into wolves, right?
Or they can summon wolves.
Oh.
All right. Make my CMD.
You're thinking of...
That's a 25.
You are held on to.
Really? All right.
Sock.
He starts sniffing you. And starts looking at you. At your neck.
I'm going to hit him with my
great axe. I'm going to go with this.
With your great axe?
Great axe, I mean.
What are you trying to do?
Find my neck.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Not 28.
He turns around, grabs your great axe, and throws it at the coffin.
You got a 28?
Yeah. This is bad.
You need to...
And then he grapples you.
And
lets you go.
Okay.
All right, do we need to roll initiatives here?
If you want.
Then I rage.
Well, he's
okay, so
attacking.
Okay. He didn't hurt him.
Whoa, can you talk? I'm
talking to you. Is that a yes?
And as you start to talk to him, but you got to roll your grapple check, because he said that before you did. Your CMD.
D?
D.
18. Hold on. I can't do the math. 34.
Yeah, he grabs you.
So basically...
He starts looking at your neck and sniffing you.
Oh wait, I'm gonna
how
roll.
Did he grapple and hit my
can you talk? Can you talk?
He starts shifting into a
shapeshifter.
Human form.
He's a shapeshifter.
Doppelganger.
At this time, you see the moon coming across the sky.
Werewolf.
Yeah.
And it's wide.
Full.
I'm out here searching for the one they call Casper. Have you seen him?
Is he a friendly ghost?
I wasn't going to laugh until she did.
Have you seen him?
We have not.
No.
Is he the one who lives here? Or visits here?
I tracked him here.
Well, he's not here now. We just tried to destroy his coffin. We found this letter here from someone named...
Yeah, I could smell it on you.
What's the name?
That's why I came...
Ariana.
My name's Ariana. That's why I came to you first. Then he walks to you and grabs you.
I go like this.
He grabs you.
He grabs me.
Let him see our neck. He wants to make sure we haven't been bitten.
Oh.
Or we're not thralls or something.
Oh, yeah, look, no, there's nothing.
So he turns to you.
Can I just show him? Show him.
Well, he already looked all over you. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Here's our gnome.
Oh, yeah, and here's the... I take the gnome and just go, ring, ring.
And he takes the gnome, because he obviously has been here a lot longer,
uh-huh.
And he smells more like him.
Yeah.
And just, wham, smacks him.
That's too bad for him.
And killed him. And when he slapped him, his neck snapped, and he's now a puddle laying on the floor.
Awesome. He wanted to go see his family.
Nice
bitch. He smelled so much like them. He was probably a part of them.
Oh, well, he was
more?
Terrific and good. No, well, there's a half-orc that might have run out of here.
No.
Oh, no?
There's not a half-orc.
Oh,
okay. We took care of the rest, then.
Good.
That means he took care of the half-orc.
So why are you here?
It's a long story. Okay. Oh, we're trying...
Jackal. I can't think... What's
Jackal?
Jackariah.
Jackal.
Jackal. Jimma, sorry, I'm trying.
Yeah, I've been watching him for weeks.
He sent us here.
To figure out why the supplies kept disappearing.
Of course he did. He hoped you would die.
But I think he hates us.
Really?
But I hate him too.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. But you know what I hate more?
Go stand in the corner.
No, you know what I hate more? Vampires.
I'm happy for you.
Thunder. Back down.
Stand down.
Anyway.
We were sent here.
It's not that no one likes you. You're very intense because you're very childlike.
I think I'm Bella the dwarf.
Anyways.
He also, at this point, has grabbed the letter out of your hand and has scoured it, reading it.
So we tell him?
I did not hurt you. And as she's walking away, or he's walking away, I did not hurt your war axe either. You can go retrieve it. But do not attempt to strike me again.
Tell that Joshua.
The Joshua that's in this letter.
Yes.
Is our former guardian.
He was my friend.
Really?
Time passed.
He'd never spoke of you.
Werewolves aren't ones normal people speak of.
He took us in and raised us after the vampires killed our parents.
Probably from Westwind Falls, I assume.
Most of us. Well, we're all from Westwind, but I never met Joshua.
Yes.
Sorry, he was a great man.
I'm sorry, he was a great man, too. I tend to die young.
I'm sorry, comma. He was a great man.
Alright.
Period.
Full stop.
I've been living by myself for the last 50 years. What do you want?
It's okay. I understand. I, too, have been alone a long time. Your parents at Westwind Falls. What were their names?
What was that?
That's a spider.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Chill out. Where'd it come from?
The sky. Spider heaven.
Don't miss it. Did you get it? Are you sure?
You want me to open the napkin so you can find out?
No.
Didn't think so.
It's not on the
Aaron, your daughter hears your distress. Miss.
Are you of the Stone Crusher clan?
We
are.
Stone Burner, actually.
I knew your family well.
Stone Burner.
Most of them were wise asses, too.
Ah, well.
I'm glad to see it's in the blood and not in the way you're trained. Your family.
I guess so.
Your family were nice people. Your family were nice people, too, when they got past the wise assness.
It takes a while, I admit.
I'm sorry to hear about them. At this point, odds are they're not with us any longer.
Well, that was one of our goals. To find them.
There's a chance that they may still be around.
That's a good conversation.
Listen, what was the gnome over there? Told us that he was getting paid to divert some goods from Stanson to somewhere down the river. You happen to know where they might be going?
They're going to the neighboring city.
Right, and what's the neighboring city?
You really don't want to go there yet. If you think one coffin is bad. There's practically a coffin in every other home.
Right. Okay, so here's...
Towers deep.
So here's my other idea. There's a room just down the stairs there with a lot of what the gnome called boom powder.
Destroy this place will do you wise.
That's what I'd like to hear.
Yes.
Take anything you can from this place.
Have done.
Do not let this place stand further.
Shall not.
It is a vampire staging zone. Anytime they move from one city to the other, most stay here.
Right, well, we'll soon put an end to that, won't we?
Yes.
Aye.
What's your name, friend?
It would do you wise not to know it.
I just call you Harry.
Because you're not all the time, just half the time.
Right, what she said.
He's also an extremely old man. I mean, he looks extremely old. He has a long gray Gandalf-like beard, but he has pretty well-trimmed hair. What?
What?
I will tell you my name.
Yay.
They call me Balthazar.
Awfully pleased to make your acquaintance, Balthazar.
Sorry.
They call me Dofazine.
Dude, that's totally my next name.
What?
Dofazine.
Nice. Anyway. Charles.
Anyway.
Yeah, you guys aren't asking as many questions as I figured you would have about the vampires and whatnot.
How do we kill vampires? Other than the stakes, I strapped myself.
You have them strapped all around you. It's the only way.
You strap the vampires all around you?
It's the only way?
I think he means the stakes.
It's a good thing, hold on.
Also.
What's his name? Jonathan?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Who?
The guy that raised us.
Joshua.
Show me how to make these, then.
He was very wise.
What about holy water?
Unless you want them to smell better, it doesn't work.
Really?
Are there any spells?
Do not lock gaze with them.
Got it.
If you can somehow capture their gaze in a mirror to where it diverts back at them, it'll have the same effect on them.
G-A-Y-S.
Oh, God.
Do not lock gaze with them. They will enjoy it too much. And only find pleasure in the
end. I'm sure hoping that it's not Fungar that's laughing.
No.
Because if Fungar is laughing, he's probably going to break your neck.
Do not lock gaze with them.
Can you recover, please? So we can go on and
she's
the other
crying.
One wants to stop.
Oh, that's awesome. If you can return their gaze.
Return to sender.
Okay, don't look at them in the eye. If you look at them in the eye.
The brown eye?
It depends on what color their eyes are.
Shh.
You were probably the wise-ass Joshua told me about. The only one of the Stonecrusher family.
She's our cousin, that's why.
I'm not directly related to them.
Oh, it's yours. There's probably some stone burner in your mother's bloodline.
Ew.
Right, so...
At this point,
so
I must leave to further track Ariana. I'm leaving.
Alright, let's burn this joint down.
And as quickly as he came
in... It was a pleasure.
As quickly as he came in and morphed, he morphed again and he's gone.
Good to meet you. Good to meet you.
As he leaves, you hear something clicking down, like jingling down the stone heap.
Oh, it was stone heap?
The rubble that's fallen. Go to see if I can spot what's...
I will percept him as well.
Oh, I got a natural 20, so
26.
You find it pretty easily. It's a ring. It looks like he probably left it for you, because in some way he hopes you guys will not follow in his ways and try and not kill vampires, because A, it would be less for him to do, and B, he doesn't want you to go through losing your family. Especially now since, you know, your mom probably had an affair with one of his uncles or something.
He wants us to not kill vampires?
You are only making an assumption.
Oh.
You don't know.
So, what's the ring? I mean...
Appraise check? Not appraise, but...
It's a pretty ring. It's made of metal, or maybe it's wood. I don't know. I rolled a one.
What
are we going for?
I got a 19 on appraise.
It is worth... Right around 80,000 gold.
I'll be a spell for
it. I think it's really important and special.
Come on. 19.
You see on the top of this ring two gems. But they're in a place where... Okay, here's the ring. One gem, two gems. It looks like there should be a third gem right here. In fact, there's a spot where the gem should be. Okay?
Okay.
And you get the idea that it's a very powerful ring, but you're not sure of exactly what.
Okay.
Are the two gems the same color? Or
different? Yes.
Okay, so the third gem is probably the same color.
Probably the same color.
What kind of red?
That's what I was hoping.
And
I figured you know. You probably know what it is.
I know exactly what it is.
I do too.
Okay. I have a question.
But Craig doesn't.
Yeah.
In looking at the ring, the place where the third gem should be, is it clean or dirty?
It is immaculate.
Perfectly clean.
It is probably one of the most beautiful rings you have ever seen in your life.
So, it's meaning that the gem might have fallen out of it recently?
I don't know that fallen out would be the right term.
If I looked at it and said, has anybody seen anything like this?
You might have to see if anybody has an idea.
Like to you guys, if I said, has anybody seen anything like this in the treasure chests or anything?
No, you must have dropped it.
It was essentially like he dropped it from his wolf form.
Right. Another one. Another one.
Oh.
On a spellcraft.
Well, let's burn this down.
It's shining.
You two haven't rolled anything.
Can I roll?
But even as an untrained, you can take a...
No, spellcraft has to be trained.
No, spellcraft is trained only.
Okay, well... Knowledge Arcana?
And no, knowledge skills are trained only, too.
Okay,
well, I mean, so, I've got that one.
Woodworking?
I mean, you can...
Oh, I tried spellcraft.
Did
I didn't try Knowledge Arcana.
Woodworking?
I tried Knowledge Arcana.
That's an 18.
I got 15.
Yeah.
So a 20 total for mine if you assist.
Can I intimidate it?
With a 20 from Knowledge Arcana, you are about 60% sure that it is a Ring of Wish. The Rings of Wish come with three wishes.
And if there's one missing, someone's already used it.
You're not sure, you know, who might have used it. You don't know anything beyond you're about 60% sure that it's a Ring of Wish.
Right, well, if this is a Ring of Wish, keep it safe.
Yep.
That's very powerful. And if it's on your bloody finger, do not say, boy, I wish I had a mug of ale. Because there's your bloody wish.
Yeah.
Yes. So... At this point, what are you doing?
Oh, you chose the wrong thing.
I think we are...
Can we do that? Wish all vampires in the world would die?
I told
you. You don't know necessarily how that might affect everything of the world.
We should do it anyway.
If our goal is to kill all the stupid vampires, put the ring on and say, I wish all the vampires would die.
Let's do it.
At the same time, you have to... Okay,
give me the ring. Give me the
ring. That's what you want to do.
Dude. Dude, I reach over, snatch off the ring, put it on my
wrist. You
you don't have to roll then.
What do I roll?
Aaron, you roll your CMB.
CMB?
Dan rolls his CMB.
Dude, but he
does. You know, if you. Better. That's fine.
Come on. For everything, hold it. Come on. You go first.
Everything, I'm rolling.
What'd you get? What's your plus?
32.
Yeah, I can't beat that.
That's a
backup.
Come on!
Oh, listen. I know a little bit about how the Game Master thought if you wished that, bad things would happen.
The Game Master? That's you're a Game Master?
Game Master. That's his title.
GM.
Yeah. I know a little bit about how things like this work, and a little.
Yeah.
Just the one.
And from what I understand, if you're not using it to try and duplicate some powerful spell effect that someone's already made up. And if you try and go beyond that, the universe has a way of...
biting.
But what,
tapping your khakis?
Imagine what might be able to kill all the vampires in the world. What could possibly do that?
Like a big dragon or something?
That's one possibility. Denizens of the underworld.
Sunshine dragon.
Sun that seeks out everything. a world of eternal sunlight. I mean,
that'd be so cool.
And no darkness and heat all the time, and vegetables and plants rotting, and desert. And
then for the third wish, we can wish
to
counter
two.
The third wish.
Yeah, third total.
Oh.
To counteract any bad things that would happen to
you. Bring
right.
Them
you never
bring
let her have the ring. Never.
Dude, I thought that was a totally sweet idea, that one.
I really wish you would have. You don't even have an idea how badly I wanted that to happen. Have you seen the movie 2012?
Come here, we need to call him friends.
I'm going to run a perception check 24/7.
Right, while they're doing that, I'm going to start spreading around.
The boom powder?
Yeah, and I'm going to take... I'm assuming there are three casks of it?
There are three casks.
Okay, so I'm going to put one
cask.
I'm going to, with his help, get one cask into that main area, with the main storage area. And
so you're going to destroy the storage area as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And get and put another cask in the vampire resting place, and then use the third to put piles of it other places, and you know, like lines and whatnot, and then the last line of it out the front door that we came in, and have it trail off as far away as we can possibly get, and you know, I've got a flint and steel, and just spark, 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 spark.
It starts going in.
And
I assume you left a surplus somewhere.
Oh, yeah, there's a big cask of it in the storage area and a big cask in the vampire resting place. And as it's burning,
so
I used all of it.
The waterway.
Oh, don't worry.
It'll take care of it.
And I ask, as it's burning, I said, what was the name of the man in that town that you were working for?
Jackariah.
Jackariah. It's going to be a bloody shame we have to tell him that somehow... the people who are smuggling his goods blew them all up, wouldn't it?
Good call.
It's going in. How far away are you guys?
100 yards. If there was enough to pull out that far, I want to go. I mean, as much extra power as we have, we can get away.
And then continuing back.
Yeah, we could continue to back up.
Okay,
so
it's not 100%. I'm just checking because
I'm hiding behind a big rock.
I'm hiding behind a rock.
Where's your left check to make sure there is a big rock?
Because there was only forest. There was only forest leading up through this.
I'm finding the biggest tree I can find.
Roll those. Sixes are good luck, ones are bad luck. Two sixes. Big rock.
Huge rock.
I'll be home with her. We're probably okay. Behind it.
I'm backing up still.
It's going
in. Go down.
You see it going in.
I
don't know
if the rock's going to fly up in the air.
And all of a sudden it stops. The powder, 5 feet outside of the doorway.
So, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
And then it starts again.
Slide of hand, whatever.
It goes in.
I'm going to steal the powder.
About 5 seconds later, after you think that it's weaved its way through the hallways, you start hearing the world's, like, biggest explosions you've ever heard. I mean, you see rock shooting 500 feet into the air. You see rock just completely going everywhere. And, I mean... it's just completely obliterating everything. It's like a mushroom cloud of just black and nasty dust and piss and blood just going everywhere. And from the town, I mean, you imagine that this is probably what your keeps look like, smoke-wise, from what you keep hearing from people.
While I'm doing this, a single tear.
What are you, that happy Indian that like picks up litter?
Sad. Because it reminds me of what our town blew up. Hello.
You were like five.
And he says,
anyway.
What? Haven't you ever seen a mothball?
And it just explodes.
Okay.
So, you guys.
Well, one thing's for sure. I think they'll know we are here.
Yeah.
I think we should go far away.
Did you pick up your war axe?
Yes.
I picked up my crossbow, too.
Uh-oh.
Two sixes. You picked up your war axe.
It's actually a different war axe, a better one.
Sweet. Could he have charmed it when he hit it with his paw?
So, at this point, I'm assuming it's like midnight. So I'm assuming you're going to find that same clearing and then sleep for the night. And then we'll pick up next time on the...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Should we get away?
We are kind of away right now.
Well, you are...
I know, but there's a trail of burnt powder keg on
the floor. Remember where you napped the first night?
We were almost a day back there, the cave. Yeah.
You traveled until... Okay. You traveled... Okay, it's probably like 10 o'clock at night.
Okay,
you traveled until probably 12, so you're at least 2 hours away from there. You found that same clearing or something similar to it. And you have laid out for the
night. I kind of wish we had an elf a little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit of an elf?
No, it's a little bit. We
got a little bit of a gnome. I mean, there's a piece there and a piece over there, and I think that's his hair.
Okay, and then just for next time.
Dude, I get XP points for that one cool thing I did.
What one cool thing?
Remember? I don't know.
Oh, I forget. Maybe
remember
I
was
suggesting it? Hiding in the crates and
that was never.
Yeah.
All right. So what is
plus one to blow up all the vampires?
What is the watch order for one. Next time? So I can write it down
one,
and we don't
two.
Get confused.
Three. Napping.
Sleeping all through the night.
Sleeping all through the night.
Okay, so Falkara.
No, we take shorter watches than you take number four.
Sleeping all through the night.
Falkara, then who?
Hey, we saved your little mushroom spearing Heine.
They would have wore off eventually.
Wow, when he was like
and
8 miles down the road.
Baron.
8 miles high.
Exactly.
Okay, now I'm going to do something that a guy that I've played under, other than Tracy, has done. I'm going to go around the table, tell me two awesome things that you've done. And one thing that you think your character is unique at.
Oh my god.
Well, can I go first?
No.
Yes.
We're going clockwise around the table.
Oh, good.
I get to start.
And you cannot reuse.
Two awesome things
about my character.
No, or awesome things about the night.
You did a freaking fantastic job.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, I mean, start with that. You did a great job. You have. Next to nothing to be worried about. I felt that this was a great session.
Cool.
Couple things we hated.
Now two things about the night other than me.
Great.
Well, no. See, because this is going to be bonus experience.
Okay.
These are going like if you remind me of something great that you've done, or something great about the party, or group dynamics, or.
All right.
Something it's going to build your XP pools so that you level faster and you become more epic.
Enlarge on Fall Guard.
That was awesome. Got the experience.
And
keep track of the bonuses as I give them.
And the initial introductory role playing scene, not knowing I was coming into the clearing drunk, not knowing anything about the mushrooms.
That was,
And getting to play the entire introduction out.
Cool.
And one thing unique about my character is that, and I mean, at least this is unique compared to traditional D&D stuff that we're coming from, is that he doesn't have a familiar. He has a bound staff.
This is true.
Which makes him, you know, I mean, that combined with the transmutation school,
yeah.
You know, I mean, a telekinetic punch, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's like having 7 level 1 magic missiles at my disposal.
Yeah.
You know, it's really awesome.
Plus 50 more, so 200 total.
All right.
Okay. Your hair, the way that the lights are glistening off of your hair, just make you,
Not the purpose of the exercise.
Oh, there we go.
Aaron.
I was just saying, you said he was good.
Yeah, then I had to come up with 2 other things.
Aaron,
people... Crates.
Yeah,
With the experience.
I suggested we should go in the crates. And then I suggested that...
I'm glad you didn't, by the way.
I should steal the ring and kill all the vampires.
Minus 50.
It was... For the idea, it was a good
idea, but I anticipated it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have given you guys a ring of wish.
Because seriously, no. I mean, automatically, the first thing I thought of when I saw the Ring of Wish, I was like, they're going to wish for the non-existence of vampires. What do I do next? Zombie apocalypse.
You're looking awesome.
I mean, because... But 50 experience points for the ring idea. So then one unique idea
one about unique thing the about party. The character. Is that what
party,
is
character, oh. anything else? I mean, essentially I'm giving you the chance at three unique ideas. Three bonus things to bring to my attention to see if you get extra experience for bringing them up.
If they have to do with me or not, last one?
I mean, you can honestly, you could say something about Fungar. She might be pissed if you do, because then she might not get the experience for it, but...
Okay, well, I think that it's cool that the brother characters are actually acting like brothers and standing up for each other and...
Yeah, in a very interesting group dynamic. Another 50 points for that.
What?
I feel like I'm at school for some reason. Yeah, so can. Weird.
Is that title? Is that all
see, it's a cool exercise. I like no, that. Exactly.
What this does for me, though, too, is helps me tool next times.
Right.
Like, it helps me set up new ideas for next times. So.
I think I want to go backwards.
That's fine.
Because
I didn't do this last time. Because I knew I was going to add an NPC or another person.
Right. I think my character... he's a good leader in a way, you know.
Yeah.
I mean? Like he's doing his best, of course, with you being the new guy. He's trying to wrangle him in, but he doesn't have a hold on him yet. You know?
If you remember at the beginning of the session tonight, I was like, you just met him. You have similar backgrounds,
right?
But I mean, by and large, he's been alone for 50 years.
Right.
I mean, alone.
Right.
He doesn't even have an animal companion to share his way. He's got his staff.
Right.
He's got two pieces of wood at night.
So I mean,
he doesn't even have an animal companion.
They're both the same size.
I definitely get what you're saying.
Even though he can't, like, just say, oh, follow me.
You have developed into a leader of opportunity.
Yes.
And for 100 experience points.
Oh, man.
Two more.
Cool things that...
You did. Cool things that happened. Things you like. Well, not things you like, because then you're... You can also bring up about Balthazar if you thought something about him might.
Well, I've got one.
If you bring up something,
don't raise your hand.
Well, I just popped in my head.
I was just trying to get more ideas.
I like the whole. I don't know if you thought about this beforehand or if you just did it right on the spot. You know, because we kind of knew some stuff about vampires, like smashing their coffins and things, and
that's why I changed some of it because like it or not, we met a game.
Right. And I don't know if you already had that plan, but that wasn't really one of their...
No, I did that on the spot.
Okay. So I think that's pretty sweet.
The holy water?
No.
Oh.
No.
That wasn't really one of their homes.
Oh.
That was just a staging area, a resting.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of different. I wasn't expecting that. Because you saw me, I was like, 50. I'll smash it! You know, smash it!
50 XP.
Okay. And then... Something else cool...
And other than like emerging leaders, it can be strictly about your character, like something you did differently than you thought you might initially, or something like that too.
Come back to me on the second.
Okay. Third.
Because somebody over here took kind of took
it's cool.
You know.
I like that I'm smarter than I thought I was.
Yeah. Hey,
but you know. I don't like that no one seems to like me.
It's okay.
I know I come on very strong, but it bothers Fungar on the inside. And
okay.
No one seems to like Fungar.
That's 50 points for the same idea.
Okay. So two more.
Two more.
Mm-hmm. The peeing in the hallway. I like that Fungar does what Fungar needs to do when Fungar
75.
Needs to
do it. Definitely. Because that was definitely interesting, and I did not expect you to do that. Because normally when people say, hey, hold your action.
I held my action.
You held your action.
This is the same one, but I just like that Fungar is his own person. And then...
You have yours yet?
No, not yet. I'm still working on it.
Okay, hold on. I'll come with something.
Because I'm trying to, replay, you know.
Yeah.
Can I bring up one? I don't even want to experience.
Well, you can go out of turn, yeah, because
I've already given my three, but I'm happy, I think, I was able to keep my DMing fingers out of things.
I mean, there were a few times when I was confused on something you came in that was worth it.
Right, I did that when I was only a player, you know, in previous games. But I didn't want to...
No, yeah.
I didn't want to step on your toes, and I hope I didn't.
No.
Interjected any time.
I like the two-legged badger.
There was a two-legged badger.
You were upstairs.
Oh, you were
upstairs. Oh, that's right.
Oh.
I was hoping that would come up. 75 XP. Because
I didn't want to make the two-legged badger to get so much fun.
Anyway, so you got 75, 75, and 50. But the two-legged badger, there was just a giant lull in the conversation. I was like... I mean... That was essentially when I just went to the badger section, and if he ever would have gotten to you, he would have swung into you and poofed away, because he was a summon. I don't even know. He was just ridiculous, and I just did that so that we'd speed things up a little bit. Anyway,
I'm just drawn. I don't know.
No more speed reading.
Was it? I mean, anything neat with combat? Anything neat with the role playing?
It's fine if you don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to, I don't know. It's hard to distinguish for me for some reason.
So now we'll know as we're going through to write something down.
Or John ideas or just keep things fresh. Because, I mean, there's going to be times I ask, there's going to be times I don't, because I don't want it to be something that we do every time, because I don't want to just hand out, hey, here's an extra 200, because you guys are all getting 800 experience for the night.
Okay.
So, which should put you to level 2.
Yeah. Yep, it's going to put them over, and it's going to put me right there.
Cool. That's what I was hoping.
No, it's
1,300. I revised. That's the one thing I meant to check.
Doing the fast track.
I'm going to do it on the fast track, because things like this, with Balthazar coming in and giving you an idea of things to do, I'm going to throw things along to help you guys know your path with vampires and such, and going up to it.
What's level 3 then?
Level 3 is 3,300. So, I hope it was enjoyable for you, because I enjoyed it.
Yes.
So we all need to level up.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that an hour later.
Oh, and I also like that I did the most scary thing I've ever done in my entire life.
That was cool.
And just so you guys know, if I said that I grabbed gold for myself, I have that on my sheet, and thus far...
Right.
This is the group sheet, aside from the items, which we can do whatever we want with those, but you guys keep it.
Okay.
I do it on the computer now. So
okay.
You guys have 1,029 gold, 36 silver, and 18 copper. And then for whatever purposes we decide, there's the mace of blood,
is it in class?
The rapier and harpoon of light that are both glowing, and the ring of two wishes.
I was really hoping you guys would not figure out what the Mace of Blood was, and that she would fail her check one time. Because as soon as you get rid of the Mace of Blood...
Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives.
You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.